heard from you, the Chinese embassy, about a couple of 11 o'clock this morning, so some 45 minutes ago. People here laid flowers, red roses, to remember those who died at the Tiananmen Square massacre. That's been organised by Amnesty International. And Amnesty was saying that because the steps of this embassy are officially Chinese territory, this was a direct act of defiance against the Chinese government's ban on commemorating the crackdown. Well, as they laid the first flowers, the reaction from the Chinese officials inside was explosive. Two men burst out from the building and forced the protesters back. One of those who was pushed back is Tiana. She was born in 1989. Her father is in jail following the Tiananmen protest. And just tell us what happened.
Yeah, well, actually, my father was in prison in 2002. He was an overseas activist, so he actually wasn't allowed to participate in 1989. And what happened was, well, I was here to commemorate my namesake with the Amnesty UK director, Kate Allen. And we, as we put down the flowers, there was a man from the embassy who was shouting, saying that we can't do that, this is against the law. And then when we defied his requests, he took matters into his own hands, literally by pushing us away forcefully, violently into the crowd, into the cameras and journalists. And we were just lucky that there were people there, but otherwise we would have gone straight into the ground.
Okay, Chen, I'll let you go because I know there's a lot of other people who want to speak to you here, but I'm also joined by Xiao Jiang, who was at the protest themselves when the crackdown happened. Xiao, what are your memories of that night?
This night in the evening, a lot of the tanks and army vehicles keep the very high speed crash any block. And even the people, they try to block them. They just cross people and shoot the people. Some people just shot them, murder, fasten them, they shoot to death. And when I witnessed the main crossroad to Tiananmen Square, one doctor found the one person was wounded on the ground. They shot, "I'm a doctor." They walked very slowly to this person. He was shot. And after I went back to Tiananmen Square, it's around 3,000 students and workers still there. And all the tank and the army soldiers surround us. Very difficult for entries go back to Tiananmen Square.
And you were trying to hold the tanks back?
Yeah, a lot of the people try that way because they think about the city belong to city, the people, not the regime. Because the regime during that time is illegal. They want the government to step down. That's the main things. Because after the Communist Party came to power since 1949, during that time, the 40 years, they are illegal, totally illegal regime.
So there was a lot of anger. And what ultimately happened that night? How did you get out?
So that is the time the tank and the army surround us. I suggest Liu Xiaobo and other three gentlemen negotiate to the army leader because we cannot go through. The tank and the soldier surround maybe 10,000 soldiers. We cannot go through. So after they talk to army leader, they agree, we must leave Tiananmen Square before 6 o'clock in the morning. Otherwise, they can use anything.
So you negotiated an exit, but
yeah.
How many people were left dead then?
So two gentlemen, after they negotiate, they go back to Square and tell the protest. We use the voice voting. We just take this procedure, and the army soldier, they take the gun and shoot the our head and shoot the big microphone, and the soldier just rush to use this stick and beat us.
And you were just involved in that scuffle now at the embassy steps. What did you say to the Chinese officials as they tried to push the protesters back here?
I say this building belongs to people. Chinese government cannot represent people in China. This regime is illegal. You must step down.
Okay, Xiao Jiang, many thanks indeed. So it seems even here.